Good morning, St. Bruno.
Good morning.
It'll only be 93 today. But I talked to my family in Texas, and it was 107 yesterday. So we got it good here. Some of their neighbors are putting ice in their pool, so it keeps it cool. So enjoy 93. Well, I hope you and your families are doing well. Today's gospel is from the 16th chapter of Matthew. And in that chapter, Jesus asks, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" But before we get there, let's just get an understanding of why and what happened before Jesus asked the disciples this question. So let's go into chapter 15. It sounded like a Bible study, okay? In chapter 15, Jesus is on the east shore of Galilee, and all these people come to him, 4,000 people, 4,000 men. They didn't count the women and children at that time. They came to Jesus and to be healed, the lame, the blind, the deformed, people came. And so all these people are coming, and I can imagine the disciples trying to organize all these people to meet Jesus one-on-one, and so he can pray for them and heal them, and it's just a monumental effort, a lot of work. Then he finishes healing, and then he's leaving, and he says, "I feel bad for these people. We should give them something to eat. Disciples, what do you got?" And they said, "Oh, here we go. We have 7 loaves and 2 fish or 3 fish. We don't have much." He goes, "Bring it to me." So he gets it, and then he multiplies it, and he tells the disciples to go out and give it to all these people. So now they organize them all. They brought them to Jesus, healed them. Now they're going back and giving them food. And then they go back, and then they pick up all the scraps. A lot of work. So at the end of that, Jesus says, "Okay, let's get in the boat and let's go to the west side of the Sea of Galilee." So they get in the boat and they go to the west side. Jesus arrives. He goes into town. The scribes and the Pharisee meet Jesus. They say, "Hey, if you are from God, give us a sign right now. Come on, give us a sign. Show us that you are from God." And he says, "No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not." And he tells his disciples, "Watch out for the scribes and Pharisees. Watch out for those people who dress up in robes, but they're really not followers of God." Then he says, "Let's get out of here. Let's go to someplace else." So then he said, "Let's go to Caesarea Philippi," which is about 25 miles north of the Sea of Galilee. Is that right, Father? About 25 miles north? I got it right. I was there once. It's a beautiful place. Streams coming out of rocks. There's a big cave and there's a rock stream coming out, just right out of the ground. And it feeds one of the feeders into the Jordan River that flows into the Sea of Galilee. And it's lush. There's plants and trees and streams, cool water. And that's where he's going to take them. After all this work and being challenged, let's just go and relax. So I can imagine the disciples walking up the river there, and just about to get there. And at this place where the cave is, it's a big mountain right at the foothills of Mount Hermon. And it's the foothills, it's a big rock. And the pagan people would make temples there, and they carved into the side of the rock and put in their gods of Pan and a bunch of different other little gods that they worshipped. And that's where Jesus is taking them. And they're all relaxed. They're probably in the stream. And Jesus says, who do people say that I am? I can imagine one of the disciples on a rope swing jumping in the water. You know, "John the Baptist, poosh, in the water. Jeremiah, they're relaxed. It's easy." And then he challenges them. And he says, "Now, who do you say that I am?" And then Peter, relaxed but inspired by God, says, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You are the Christ, the anointed one. coming into the world. And he's so impressed with Simon, he changes his name right there. Because now he knows that God has called him out. Because he said, flesh and blood has not given this to you, but my heavenly Father has inspired you to understand this. So now God has called him out. And he says, I tell you, Simon, you are Peter or Petrus or rock, or in the Hebrew, Kepha. And on this rock, I will build my church. Now, think about it. They are on the foothills of Mount Hermon. They have this pagan temples there on this rock and little niches with all these gods there. And on this rock, you see all these gods. And he says, I think he's kind of making a parallel. On this rock, not a rock of this rock, stone and these pagan temples, but on the rock of faith, Peter, on the rock of your faith that was given to you by my Father, I will build my church. And church in the Greek is ecclesia, the word ecclesia, which is a combination of two words. It's ek and kaleo, which means called out. So he says, I'm going to build this church. The people I call out, just like you got called out, Peter, the people are going to be built on this rock of faith that you got from my Father, Peter. I'm going to build it on that. And he changed his name because he was called out. He got a new name. Now, brothers and sisters, how many of you guys here were confirmed? Raise your hand if you were confirmed. Now, like you're proud of it. Raise your hand. There you go. Okay, you were confirmed. And let me ask you, did you get a new name when you were confirmed? Do you remember your name? Okay. Guess what happened at your confirmation? Instead of going by the baptism and your parents saying, we baptize the baby and we take the responsibility of raising in the practice of faith because that's what your parents said, you stood up in front of the bishop or the representative and you said, I now take responsibility for my faith. It's no longer my mom and dad. I take responsibility. And they said, okay, what are the baptismal vows? Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty? I do. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I do. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I do. And you said everything you believed. And then the bishop came to you and he put oil on you, on your forehead. Be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you and with your spirit. And you were confirmed. You were changed. You were now ekaleo, like Peter. You were called out. You were called out to be different, and you were given a new name because you were called out to be different. And in that difference, we need to be like Peter and announce Jesus in our lives. We need to live with Jesus in our lives. That's what we promised. That's what we said we were going to do at our confirmation. And we're going to step away from our bad language and our bad habits and our unforgiveness. And we're going to be different. We're going to be different. And I'm going to challenge you to go and look up the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, because that's what you guys promised. We said we were going to do. All of us did. We're going to live it. Now, imagine yourself. You are now called out. Got a new name, all of us. Now, Jesus asked you the question. Imagine him asking you the question. Who do you say that I am? What would you tell him? Now, we have the opportunity to do that today. We do. You're going to come right here for communion, and people are going to tell you the body of Christ. And what are you going to say? And you know what that amen means? I believe. I believe. Yes. Now, I was at the cathedral a couple weeks ago, and I was giving communion out right next to the archbishop. And a guy comes up to me, and I say, the body of Christ. He goes, thank you. Obviously, he didn't have good catechism. But other people come up to me and or others, and you say the body of Christ, and they're just like, they don't say anything. They just stick out their hands like, just give it to me. Come on, give it to me. Yeah, I got it. Come on. Or other people say something, and you don't even know what they say. Or they look the other way. This is our opportunity, brothers and sisters, to be like Peter, to show that we're called out and to say, amen, I believe that this is the body of Christ. We have to say it and believe it. We need to announce Jesus from our hearts. And how we treat each other is a good example of that. Because when people see you treat others well, when you're not treated well, people are going to say, who is that? Look at what they're doing. That's really great. How are they different? Oh, they're Catholic. Well, I want some of that. I want to be like that. That's how we announce Christ and how we share our faith. Jesus wants us to know him directly, personally, and intimately. And we need to announce him. Now, you guys are all going to leave here in a few 20, 30 minutes or so. And you're going to get in your cars, and you're going to go home, and then tomorrow you're going to be somewhere else. And I know for sure someone's going to ask you, how was your weekend, right? What did you do this weekend? Now, let's think about what Peter would do. How Peter would announce what he did that weekend. You say, so what did you do this weekend? I went to church. And I received the body of Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God.
Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, Father Almighty.